东城区2014至2015学年第二学期综合练习一，初三英语听力考试现在开始。请打开试卷第一页，看听力理解部分。一，听对话，从下面各题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图片中选择与对话内容相符的图片，每段对话你将听两遍。
Number one. Betty, can I use your pen?
Sure. Here you are.
Betty, can I use your pen?
Sure. Here you are.
Number two, would you like something to eat?
Yes, a piece of cake, please.
Would you like something to eat?
Yes, a piece of cake, please.
Number three, how did you go to Dalian last summer?
We went there by ship.
How did you go to Dalian last summer?
We went there by ship. Number four. Look at the sign. No smoking.
Sorry, I didn't see it.
Look at the sign. No smoking.
Sorry, I didn't see it.
Number five. What does your father do?
He is a bus driver.
What does your father do?
He is a bus driver.
Two. 听对话或独白，根据对话或独白的内容，从下面各题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选择最佳选项，每段对话或独白你将听两遍。请听一段对话，完成第六至第七小题。
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, please. I need a library card.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is James Turner.
And what class are you in?
I'm in class 2A.
Have you got a photo?
Yes, here you are.
Okay, here's your library card.
Thank you.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, please. I need a library card.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is James Turner.
And what class are you in?
I'm in class 2A.
Have you got a photo?
Yes, here you are.
Okay, here's your library card.
Thank you.
Please 听一段对话，完成第八至第九小题。
What can I do for you?
Could you help me book a city tour?
You have come to the right place. How many days will you be visiting here?
I will be here for 3 days.
Have you ever visited our city before?
No, this is my first time to visit this city.
So what are you interested in? Museums, buildings, or parks?
I really enjoy visiting museums.
Well, we have a city tour with visits to all the famous museums here.
Wonderful! It's just the tour I love.
What can I do for you?
Could you help me book a city tour?
You have come to the right place. How many days will you be visiting here?
I will be here for 3 days.
Have you ever visited our city before?
No, this is my first time to visit this city.
So, what are you interested in? Museums, buildings, or parks?
I really enjoy visiting museums.
Well, we have a city tour with visits to all the famous museums here.
Wonderful! It's just the tour I love. Amy, so how are you doing?
Oh, hi, Stuart. School is so crazy these days, and when I'm not at school, I'm at work.
Hey, listen, I'm getting together with Sarah, Paul, and a few other friends tonight. We're going out to see a movie. Why don't you come with us?
I'd love to, but I have to study for a test tomorrow.
Ah, come on. You're always saying that you don't have many friends.
But I haven't been feeling well recently.
Yeah, because you study too much and seldom take a rest. Come on, we'll have a great time.
All right, I'll go with you.
Great, I'll pick you up at 6 o'clock at your home. Amy, so how are you doing?
Oh, hi, Stuart. School is so crazy these days. And when I'm not at school, I'm at work.
Hey, listen, I'm getting together with Sarah, Paul, and a few other friends tonight. We're going out to see a movie. Why don't you come with us?
I'd love to, but I have to study for a test tomorrow.
Ah, come on. You're always saying that you don't have many friends.
But I haven't been feeling well recently.
Yeah, because you study too much and seldom take a rest. Come on, we'll have a great time.
All right, I'll go with you.
Great, I'll pick you up at 6 o'clock at your home.
请听一段对话，完成第12至第13小题。
Hello, Jane. You got top mark for the Chinese test again. Congratulations!
Thank you, Tom.
Learning Chinese is hard for me. How do you manage to do so well? Do you often stay up late to learn?
No, I have enough sleep every night.
So, what do you do then?
I keep listening to radio programs in Chinese on the internet. They are made by native speakers.
I see. But they must be very fast. Can you understand them?
Well, I could only understand a little bit at first, but now I do understand better than before. You know, you can record programs and listen to them as many times as you like.
What programs do you listen to?
I listen to talk programs most often because they give me the best listening practice. Sometimes I also listen to news and music programs.
I really want to get better at Chinese. I'm going to find some programs I like too. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Hello, Jane. You got top mark for the Chinese test again. Congratulations!
Thank you, Tom.
Learning Chinese is hard for me. How do you manage to do so well? Do you often stay up late to learn?
No, I have enough sleep every night.
So, what do you do then?
I keep listening to radio programs in Chinese on the internet. they are made by native speakers.
I see. But they must be very fast. Can you understand them?
Well, I could only understand a little bit at first, but now I do understand better than before. You know, you can record programs and listen to them as many times as you like.
What programs do you listen to?
I listen to talk programs most often because they give me the best listening practice. Sometimes I also listen to news and music programs.
I really want to get better at Chinese. I'm going to find some programs I like too. Thank you.
My pleasure.
One of my hobbies is running, but it didn't start until I got in high school. When I was very young, I was forced to play baseball. I guess my parents wanted me to be a baseball player like every other American boy. Then, when I got into high school, I realized that it just wasn't the sport for me, and I didn't want to go on with it. Then, one of my friends introduced me to running. So I started with the track and field team in my first year in high school. And what really got me interested in running was how successful I was in it. I got second in my very first race. I mean, if you are good at something, you will like it more. As I went on at high school, I won more races and received more prizes and enjoyed running more and more. When I went to college, I kept running. I ran across the country along with track and field events. I ran for the state, and I made a running team for my university. I also ran local road races, which are from 3-mile races to 10-mile races. No matter what difficulties I had in running, I never had the idea of giving it up. I hope to go on with running after college. And I might run in longer races, like marathons. Though it will be hard, I want to go as far as I can in my favorite hobby. One of my hobbies is running, but it didn't start until I got in high school. When I was very young, I was forced to play baseball. I guess my parents wanted me to be a baseball player like every other American boy. Then, when I got into high school, I realized that it just wasn't the sport for me, and I didn't want to go on with it. Then, one of my friends introduced me to running. So I started with the track and field team in my first year in high school. And what really got me interested in running was how successful I was in it. I got second in my very first race. I mean, if you are good at something, you will like it more. As I went on at high school, I won more races and received more prizes and enjoyed running more and more. When I went to college, I kept running. I ran across the country along with track and field events. I ran for the state, and I made a running team for my university. I also ran local road races, which are from 3-mile races to 10-mile races. No matter what difficulties I had in running, I never had the idea of giving it up. I hope to go on with running after college. And I might run in longer races, like marathons. Though it will be hard, I want to go as far as I can in my favorite hobby.
三，听独白，记录关键信息。本段独白你将听两遍。请根据所听到的独白内容和提示词语，将所缺的关键信息填写在答题卡的相应位置上。
This is a fantastic summer course. It's especially for the kids who would like to spend time on computer games in an air-conditioned room. But you won't be playing computer games. This course teaches you to design them. You will get the chance to learn from two top game designers, Mike Jones and Mel Wilson from the company Star Games. They will teach you how to use different computer programs and create games yourself. Sounds cool, doesn't it? Kids on the course will stay at a hotel with a gym, a great dining hall, and, of course, computers. We've decided to increase the length of the course this year. Last year, it was 5 days, and this year, the course is from July 15th to July 22nd, so it's 3 more days than last year. We only have places for 22 people. Please hurry up and book your place on the website www.teengames.net. The cost is only $300. You can pay online. And when you do come for the course, don't forget to bring a photo of yourself and your student card. This is a fantastic summer course. It's especially for the kids who would like to spend time on computer games in an air-conditioned room. But you won't be playing computer games. This course teaches you to design them. You will get the chance to learn from two top game designers, Mike Jones and Mel Wilson from the company Star Games. They will teach you how to use different computer programs and create games yourself. Sounds cool, doesn't it? Kids on the course will stay at a hotel with a gym, a great dining hall, and, of course, computers. We've decided to increase the length of the course this year. Last year, it was 5 days, and this year, the course is from July 15th to July 22nd. So it's 3 more days than last year. We only have places for 22 people. Please hurry up and book your place on the website www.teengames.net. The cost is only $300. You can pay online. And when you do come for the course, don't forget to bring a photo of yourself and your student card.
Listening test 到此结束，请同学们继续解答其他题目。